This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. President Joe Biden outlined his case for pushing a $1.9 trillion COVID rescue package through Congress, with or without help from Republicans on Friday. Speaking at the White House, the president said many Americans are losing hope and the time to act is now.
And I believe the American people are looking right now to their government for help, to do our job, to not let them down. So I'm going to act. I'm going to act fast.
Biden said that he would like to provide relief with support from Republicans, but in his words, they are not willing to go as far as I think we have to go. Biden's comments came shortly after meeting with the House Democratic Committee chairs, who aim to put his $1.9 trillion relief package on a fast track to becoming law. American employers added jobs in January, but not many. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
After the economy lost 227,000 jobs in December, the first decline since April, hiring picked up in January by 49,000 jobs, fewer than half economists predicted. The unemployment rate fell sharply from 6.7% to 6.3%. About half of that was because some of those out of work found jobs while others stopped looking and are no longer counted as unemployed. Nearly 10 million Americans are still jobless. The numbers show the pandemic's keeping a tight grip on the economy as President Biden pushes Congress to approve a massive stimulus package. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Christopher Plummer, the dashing award-winning actor who played Captain Von Trapp in the film The Sound of Music and at 82 became the oldest Academy Award acting winner in history, has died. Plummer died Friday morning at his home in Connecticut. He was 91. This is